Hello, this is Randy Thompson from the North Carolina Reading Service. Welcome to Music Review. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. For the next half hour, I shall be reading articles about music from such sources as the New York Times, the News and Observer, the Week Magazine, Rolling Stone, and Entertainment Weekly. Music Review is underwritten by Bill McClure, tuning pianos in the Raleigh area since 1968. For more information or to schedule a piano tuning appointment, please call 919-779-1755. This program is designed to provide the latest coverage of classical, folk, jazz, blues, rock, country, and pop music news. But first, these musical trivia questions. Today's musical trivia questions come to us from the website McAntle.com. Question number one. Why did songwriter Hoagie Carmichael from Indiana write a tune about a southern state called Georgia on My Mind? Was it A, to fulfill a debt he owed? Was it B, his parents lived in Georgia? Was it C, the song was not written about a state, but about a woman? Or was it D, it was actually written about a former Soviet Union republic? Hoagie Carmichael's Georgia. What's it about, anyway? And question number two. One of the top hits in 1958 was a song sung by Tommy Edwards titled It's All in the Game. That song was actually written in 1911 by a would-be composer named Charles Dawes. Dawes gave up his musical writing career to become what? Was it A, the infamous gangster Charles Dillinger? Was it B, the famous pilot, Charles Lindbergh? Was it C, the Vice President of the United States? Or was it D, the actor, Charlie Chaplin? Hint, here's a snippet from that 1958 song.
You have to fall, but it's all in the game.
Sound familiar? It was written by Charles Dawes in 1911. So what became of him after his composing career? The answers to these two important musical trivia questions will be given, as usual, at the end of today's program.
Once in a while he won't call, but it's all in.
Our transitions come to us from the website onthisday.com, and today, quote unquote, is the weekend of October 23rd. Well, it was on this very day back in 1825 that composer Johann II Strauss was born. And in 1838, on that same day, today, that composer Georges Bizet was born. Now, he is best remembered for his opera, Carmen. And it was 19 years ago today, 2001, that Apple Computers publicly announced their portable music digital player called the iPod. 2001. Today, the iPod.
We're outside the window, older loved ones stay inside, moms and babies blowing kisses, maybe it's saving someone's life. They had a cancer graduation, it ain't fair to stop the prom. I guess at home in isolation, TV news is always on. When you can't do what you do what you can. This ain't my fear, it's just a thought I'm wanting.
And in country rock music news, we have this article published in Parade Magazine on the 27th of September 2020, entitled Walter Scott as John Bon Jovi. The Living on a Prayer singer, 58, celebrates the new decade with 2020, his namesake band's 15th studio album. Its feel-good stadium rock anthems are rounded out with songs dealing with the issues of today, including the COVID-19 crisis. Bon Jovi also runs three non-profit JBJ Soul Kitchen restaurants in New Jersey, which provide meals and training to those in need. Why such socially conscious themes? Well, 2020 is the most unique year that any of us has ever lived. Because of the pandemic, the state of political affairs, and the divisions, it's a distinctly different time than I've ever known in my lifetime. I'm at a place in my life and career that I can be a witness and write about it. Do What You Can, the song playing in the background now, is one of the songs that came out of the COVID crisis. The first track on the album, Limitless, is upbeat. Are you an optimist? The cornerstone of Bon Jovi's music was optimism, always. In the face of grunge music, we were the polar opposite. Living on a Prayer is the ultimate optimist song, so nothing has changed. What has the pandemic taught you? We have all been forced to reassess our lives, and maybe we don't have to run on that treadmill as fast and as furiously as we have in the past. This quality time with my family hasn't hindered my creativity. It's helped me to be a little bit more grounded. Prokofiev introduces our classical music news. It's an article entitled, Millikan Student Ashteen Smith Makes Masks for Fellow Flute Players. This is published in Millikan.edu by Sidney McReynolds on the 16th of October, 2020. When Ashteen Smith, a senior music major, prepared to return to campus for school this fall, she and her flutist colleagues were faced with a problem regarding their rehearsals and performances. How were they going to play their flutes while wearing masks? Unlike other musical instruments, flutes are played from the side, and the sound comes from the mouthpiece area, Smith explained. The flute's kind of unique because it comes from the side. It's the only instrument like that. The other sections really aren't struggling as much with disposable masks that they cut a little slit in. They can still get away with the hole in the mask and just putting their music in. It was much harder for flute players to simply cut a hole into a disposable mask in order to play their instruments effectively while still limiting the spread of germs. The idea for these flute masks came from after Amanda Pond at Millikan University started looking for masks designed for flute players. While they do exist, they are hard to come by and would not arrive in time for the start of the semester. That is where Smith's skills came into play. I had offered up the option of, hey, I sew, Smith told Pond. Smith went to work sewing masks for every flute player in the ensemble. With the coronavirus guidelines, practices and performances for groups like Millikan's Symphonic Wind Ensemble look a little bit different. Smith came to Millikan with the encouragement of her family and band directors, who are Millikan alumni. She knew Millikan was known for its great music programs, and she had a passion for playing the flute. Learning at the university and playing in the ensembles on campus have helped Smith grow as a musician. Being back on campus might be different than anyone had hoped for this semester, but Smith and her fellow students in the School of Music are taking all of the changes with stride, Smith said. While everything might not be, quote-unquote, back to normal, the students are still doing what they love and making the most out of their experience during these unprecedented times.
Give me something to spark us. Not more about the fading light. Oh, get the dance moves right. Remember laughter. Voices in the night. Tell me you're gonna be fine.
Katie Malua performing Voices in the Night from her brand new 2020 album introduces our jazz music news. It's a review. Katie Malua achieves ethereal beauty on new album. This is written by Stephen Wine, Associated Press, on the 13th of October, 2020. Katie Malua, album number 8. Katie Malua sings as though she's sharing a secret, which is what makes her music so inviting. Born in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia, Malua lives in the United Kingdom and is more popular there than in the United States. Perhaps that's because she rarely raises her voice, but on album number 8, she really doesn't need to. Her affecting, arresting alto stamps the set's 10 original songs with an ethereal beauty that's immediately ear-catching. When Malua begins by singing I'm Taken In, she's describing her audience. The Georgian Philharmonic Orchestra provides support with lovely arrangements by producer Leo Abrahams. As strings swirl and bloom, Malua is also accompanied by guitar, piano, organ, saxophone, bass, and drums in various combinations that never spoil the intimate mood. There's a dreamy longing to Malua's tunes about faded love, reality, and illusion. The tug of roots and Edelweiss. The compelling drama, English Manner, swings like background music at a cocktail party. And Voices in the Night, the song playing in the background now, flirts with a dance beat, but the tempos are never fast. The way Malua sings, there's no reason to rush.
And it's got her pinned to the floor. She'd be so much more of a laugh. Voices in the night.
It turns out that Katie Malua has been recording for quite a few years. Besides this brand new 2020 release, simply called album number 8, she has numerous albums dating back to 2003. Her lyrics are wonderfully crafted, and her arrangements fuse musical genres. Here, for example, from 2013, is a tune whose clever lyrics demonstrate some self-criticism with a sense of humor, which she calls Idiot School.
An idiot school, I would be the top of the class. I know I acted the fool. I know I fell on my ass. Ask me why I left you high and dry, only to wind up.
And in this next sample, we hear Katie merge jazz with an oriental sound. This 2006 composition is called 9 Million Bicycles in Beijing.
There are 9 million bicycles in Beijing. It's a thing we can't deny, like the fact that I will love you till I die.
This final sample from Katie Melua's long catalog is called Mad, Mad Men. This 2013 song captures the notion that it is mad men and wild women throughout history that cause meaningful social change.
Joan of Arc seemed like a ditzy dame, claiming she was from the Lord. But she won her battle and she made her name. She must have had a magic sword. Then somebody shouted heresy. She went up in
Christopher Cross performing Sailing introduces our virus adjustment music news. It's an article entitled Christopher Cross Reveals COVID-19 Almost Killed Him. This is written by Devin Ivey and published in Vulture.com on the 17th of October, 2020. Yacht rock icon Christopher Cross has become the latest celebrity to open up about his coronavirus diagnosis, telling CBS Sunday Morning in a new interview that he nearly died from complications related to the virus. Cross explained that he contracted COVID-19 while traveling to Mexico City with his girlfriend in April, and the couple experienced symptoms for about 3 weeks upon their return. When Cross did a supermarket trip at the three-week mark, he collapsed when he returned home. He was soon diagnosed with Guillain-Barré syndrome, which caused his body to attack his nerves. There was some, you know, come to Jesus moments or whatever, where I was looking for any help I could get out of this thing, because I wasn't sure, Cross said. It was the worst 10 days of my life. I couldn't walk, could barely move. It was certainly the darkest of times for me, you know. It really was touch and go and tough. Cross explained that following his temporary paralysis and stay in an intensive care unit, he now requires a cane to move around. He also fears that his memory will remain foggy and his pre-coronavirus singing voice won't return. I'm not a big celebrity, but it's important for people to know you can get this disease, Cross concluded. And so I felt it was sort of my obligation to share with people. Look, this is a big deal. Like, you've got to wear your mask. You've got to take care of each other because, you know, this could happen to you. We hope he sails forward to a smooth recovery. Stevie Nicks performing Rhiannon introduces our rock music news. This is written by Mesfin Fekadu, Associated Press, on the 8th of October, 2020, entitled On Edge of 72, Stevie Nicks just wants to sing a song live. The rock icon is at her Los Angeles home where she'd been cooped up since December. She arrived there at first to relax after spending a year on the road and to celebrate the holidays. But then the coronavirus pandemic hit. Stuck at the house is both good and bad for Nicks. The good news? Her house is a creative oasis where all of her favorite musical instruments live. Her current 10-month stint and counting at home even fueled her to record the new single, Show Them the Way, that comes out on Friday. The bad news, Nicks is 72 and doesn't want to be homebound when she prefers to be singing live on the road. This pandemic is more than just a pandemic for me. This is stealing what I consider to be my last youthful years, Nick told the Associated Press. I don't have just 10 years to hang around and wait for this thing to go away. I have places to go, people to sing for, another album to make. With every day that goes by, it's like taking this time away from me. That, I think, is the hardest thing for me. Though Show Them the Way arrives Friday, Nick said the song came to her in a dream in 2008. Dave Grohl plays drums on the new song. Cameron Crowe is directing the music video. Show Them the Way really is a prayer. This song is a prayer for people to unite, a prayer for people to get together, Nick said. I didn't realize that until the last few days. The chorus, please God, show them the way. Please God, on this day. Spirits all give us strength. Peace will come if you really want it. I think we're just in time to save it. Please God, oh please God, show them the way. And just in time for Halloween.
Put a spell on you. Cause you're mine.
Nina Simone's I Put a Spell on You introduces our local music news. Step It Up and Go, the story of North Carolina popular music from Blind Boy Fuller and Doc Watson to Nina Simone and Superchunk. This is a book by David Manconi put out by the University of North Carolina Press, 2020. This book is a love letter to the artist, scenes, and sounds defining North Carolina's extraordinary contributions to American popular music. David Manconi spent three decades immersed in the state's music, where traditions run deep, but the energy expands in countless directions. Manconi shows how working-class roots and rebellion tie North Carolina's Piedmont blues, jazz, and bluegrass to beach music, rock, hip-hop, and more. From mill towns and mountain coves to college town clubs and the stage of American Idol, Blind Boy Fuller and Doc Watson to Nina Simone and Superchunk, Step It Up and Go celebrates homegrown music, just as essential to the state as barbecue and basketball. Spanning a century of history from the dawn of recorded music to the present, and with sidebars and photos that help reveal the many splendored glory of North Carolina's sonic landscape, this is a must-read for every music lover. So, how'd you do on today's musical trivia questions? Well, the answer to our second question, one of the top hits in 1958 was a song sung by Tommy Edwards named It's All in the Game. That song was actually written in 1911 by a would-be composer named Charles Dawes. Dawes gave up his musical writing career to become what? Was it A, the infamous gangster Charles Dillinger? B, the famous pilot Charles Lindbergh? C, the Vice President of the United States? Or D, the actor Charlie Chaplin? And I played a snippet of that 1958 recording as a hint. Correct answer? Answer C. Charles Dawes became the Vice President of the United States under Calvin Coolidge in 1925. Dawes also won the Nobel Peace Prize that same year and was later the President Hoover's ambassador to Great Britain. So, it's all in the game. And the answer to our first question, why did songwriter Hoagy Carmichael from Indiana write a tune about a southern state called Georgia on my mind? Is it A, to fulfill a debt he owed? B, his parents lived in Georgia? C, the song was not written about a state but about a woman? Or D, it was actually written about a former Soviet Union republic? Correct answer. Answer C, the lyrics were actually for a woman. As noted in a MCANTIL.com article titled Fun Facts, Songwriter Edition on 9/24/10 by M.C. Antle, when native Hoosier Hoagy Carmichael wrote the music for Georgia on My Mind, it was widely believed to be a song about a woman. His lyricist supposedly had eyes for Hoagy's sister, Georgia, and that it was not until the song appeared on Ray Charles's 1960 concept album, The Genius Hits the Road, which celebrated different regions of the U.S., that it became a song about a state. So let's close out today's program with Ray Charles singing that Hoagy Carmichael tune, written for a woman, which has become an official state song, Georgia on My Mind.
I sing for my Georgia.
Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Music Review. Be sure to tune in at the same time next week. This program is also available as a podcast after the broadcast in our website, ncreadingservice.org. As we leave you now, remember these words: kindness is a language which blind people see and deaf people hear. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. If you have a suggestion for music to feature on this program, please leave a message for me at 919-832-5138. I'm Randy Thompson, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Music Review is underwritten by Bill McClure, tuning pianos in the Raleigh area since 1968. For more information or to schedule a piano tuning appointment, please call 919-779-1755. So long, until next time.
Other arms reach out to me.